Welcome to episode 43 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled Judge Righteously. Today I'm looking at season 2, episode 8 of the Andy Griffith Show, The Perfect Female. I'll be looking at scripture from John chapter 7, verse 24. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. I apologize for being late on this podcast. This actually should be last week's podcast, but we were on vacation last week, and I've been out of town the last couple weeks working. So I'm going to try to get back on track, but if I miss a week, you'll know I'm just out of town and just having a hard time keeping up. I'll do the best I can. So today's episode we're going to look at starts off with Barney and Thelma Lou talking outside her house, trying to figure out a way to get Thelma Lou's cousin Karen set up with Andy on a blind date. After a little bit of discussion, it's decided to get them together at the coffee shop about 3 p.m., Barney tells Thelma Lou about how subtle he'll be getting Andy over the coffee shop and how he won't even know it and he'll get him over there. Back at the courthouse, when 3 p.m. approaches, Barney's subtlety, it doesn't work out quite like he expected it to. He eventually ends up having to tell Andy exactly what his plans are, and Andy agrees to go. At the coffee shop, Barney and Thelma Lou, they act like a couple giddy school kids trying to get Karen and Andy together, and they leave right after getting a booth so they can let Karen and Andy get together and spend some time together getting to know each other. When Andy arrives back at the courthouse, Barney gets in to try to find out how things went after he left. And a favorite part of this episode to me is during this time when Barney keeps prying into Andy's meeting with Karen, Andy finally comes up and tells him that they got married. The look on Barney's face is just priceless, and we come to find out that, of course, they didn't really get married, but Andy really does seem to like Karen, and he's going to take her on a date, go crow shooting. Back at Thelma Lou's, Karen and Thelma Lou, they start talking about the upcoming date, and we find out that Karen is a champion skeet shooter. While on the date, Andy does all the shooting, and Karen, she tries to tell Andy her background, but he's too busy shooting. After the date, Karen tells Thelma Lou of how much she did like the crow shooting, even if she didn't get to shoot. Back at the courthouse, Barney starts prying into Andy's date again. Andy expresses some interest in Karen, and he makes a comment that she's coming over to dinner that night. And while there, he and Aunt Bee will see how Karen, how she measures up. Later that evening at Andy's house, we see Karen talking to Aunt Bee and Andy as they appear to be asking all kinds of questions, and later we see Andy play his guitar and he sings with her. And after the date's over, Barney starts talking to Andy and finds out about how the relationship is going, and he goes straight to Thelma Lou's to tell her about how things are going so well. When Karen comes in, Barney even brags about how he says Karen passes the muster. Barney keeps talking, and Karen, she really likes what she's hearing, and she feels like she's been on an interview, and she takes offense to it. Andy calls over to Thelma Lou's to ask Karen for a date the next day to watch him participate in a skeet shoot. She decides it's the perfect time to come, and the next day at the shoot, we see that Karen has actually signed up also. After a lot of confusion, we see that it comes down to Karen and Andy competing against each other in the finals. The final score ends up being Karen shooting a perfect match and scoring 25 points while Andy only scores 23. After the shoot is over, we see Andy having to eat crow as Karen starts in on, her own line of questioning of Andy and some personal questions and some personal, likes and dislikes that he has. In front of Barney and Thelma Lou, Andy admits that he deserved everything Karen dished out to him. The epilogue shows the four of them out in a field with some bottles lined up for some target practice. Andy wants to see how well Karen is at the pistol, and she's able to shoot all six bottles off the holder. Barney starts bragging about how easy it is to shoot a steel target, but shooting from quick draw is much harder. So Andy sets up Barney and asks him to show the quick draw, and of course, in typical Barney fashion, he cannon holsters his gun well, shoots into the ground, gets aggravated, and goes up to the targets and knocks all the bottles off with his hands. The scripture I want to reference today is from John chapter 7. The part of scripture comes when Jesus is teaching during the Feast of Booths. Jesus is teaching, and certain Jews marveled that such teaching, couldn't come from somebody like Jesus. He hadn't gone to any kind of school or seminary, and I'm sure he didn't look like everyone else and who had any kind of formal training. But Jesus goes on to explain on whose authority that he taught, and it was on the authority of God. Jesus then goes on to criticize these Jews because they sought to kill him for healing a man on the Sabbath, even though they weren't keeping the law either. Then he speaks the words I want to look at today. John chapter 7, verse 24 says, "Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." He was putting the Jews in their place because they were judging him, not for what he said, but because he didn't look like them and he hadn't gone to their school. They were judging him because he wasn't in their little clique. Little did they know that Jesus had been there before all their schools were open and before the books that they would use, before they were even written. I use this scripture because we see Andy judging Karen pretty much well from the first time he met her. He assumes that Karen won't like the loud noises of the crows he's shooting. I might be wrong, but I think he thinks that Karen is more of a homebody who probably doesn't get out much. When it comes time for her shooting during the match, he assumes that she can't shoot and she'll embarrass herself. In the end, we find out that it's actually Andy that gets embarrassed. How often do we judge people? How often do we assume things on people? I think it's pretty fair to say that most of us do it, and it's just part of human nature. We assume that somebody's a terrible driver because they parked sideways in a parking spot, even though they pulled in there because their vehicle was overheating. We've all heard the story of the farmer who goes to buy a big fancy car, and the salesman judges him by his looks, and he assumes he's broke and treats him bad, only to have him pay cash at another dealership for a bigger vehicle. You know, I know just a man that done exactly like that. Do we judge others because of their appearances? Do we judge because they dress differently, maybe they look differently, or maybe their skin is a different color? And most of us we know have that one person in church that when we see them, they fall asleep, and we assume that they're bored with the pastor and they fell asleep from listening to him. And then maybe we find out they've got a sleep disorder and they fall asleep anywhere. We assume we judge people based on what we see. I used to own a Honda Shadow many years ago, and it's a motorcycle, but I got to the point that I didn't have time to ride it and I ended up selling it. I love the motorcycle and I love the motorcycle community. While most people might not look favorably upon motorcyclists, I can say that bikers were some of the best people I've been around. I went to a biker rally one weekend to visit a friend of mine who was camping there. I'll be honest with you, some of the guys and gals there looked pretty rough to be around, but when we showed up, they treated us like family. They offered us food and they welcomed us with open arms. You see, Jesus didn't fit the stereotype of what a teacher should look like. He probably looked more like he would be a fisherman after all. You know, some of his disciples were fishermen. The Jews judged Jesus on the way he looked, not by what he said or what he taught. Andy seemed to think that Karen was just a plain, ordinary woman, maybe somebody looking to find a husband so she could settle down and become a homemaker. Andy seemed to be quick to judge Karen, thinking that she wouldn't even be able to hit a target. Andy judged her on what her qualities were, what maybe he was expecting out of a wife, when maybe he should have been judging her on all of her talents. Do we judge people on how they look? Do we look at people and suppose that maybe they're poor, they're lazy, or they're unintelligent because of the way they look? I'm sure we all have, and I'm sure there's been many a times that we found out that we're completely wrong in the way we've judged people. Or maybe people have judged us. You know, I live in the southwestern part of Virginia. It's a real rural area. The main economy here is coal mines and has been for many years. Throughout the years, many miners would drop out of school just to go out and work in the mines and support their family. Because of that, and mainly just because where we're from, this is the rural area, we're judged as being gun-toting, backwards hillbillies who are just really simple-minded. You know, I said, I don't mind being judged like that because I'll be honest with you. I've seen some of the things that go on in these big cities, and I'll take simple-minded backwards just any day. People say we shouldn't judge, but actually the Bible tells us that we are to judge others. But we need to do it, as Christ says here, as a righteous judgment. If I'm going astray, I want a fellow Christian that is going to judge me, and somebody that's going to come to me lovingly and righteously, telling me that I need to get back in line. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to my podcast. Leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. Hope you'll join me next week as we'll look at episode 9 of season 2, Aunt Bee's Brief Encounter. And until then, thanks for listening.